This is Brian Rathbone, and I'm here with Veronica Jaguar and Mercedes Lackey. And tonight we're going to talk about the Secret World Chronicle. And Mercedes, I'd like to ask you, how has it been working with three other authors on the Secret World Chronicle?
Well, this isn't the first time I've done a mass collaboration. I did a themed anthology back in the 80s with C.J. Cherry, and this was one of the braided anthologies like Thieves' World called Merovingian Knights. That said, because the technology of being able to collaborate online has increased, well, there actually wasn't any back when we were doing the Merovingian Knights stuff, so it's gone from nothing to what we've got in the modern world. It is much, much easier to do very close collaboration with everybody and make sure we get all of our I's dotted and our T's crossed.
Well, that's excellent because, you know, I'm interested in collaborating myself. It's something that intrigues me very much. I think there are a lot of writers out there who are interested in working with others in a way to hone their craft. I can only imagine the ideas that get played around with four different minds involved.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we very often have online discussions in chat, or will all of us get together in the same Google Wave document and throw ideas around. It's really amazing and very it's very exciting, because being a writer is a very solitary profession and we don't get to do a lot of interaction. So this is just totally ideal as far as I'm concerned.
And I'm really glad to hear that someone has figured out what to do with Google Wave and is putting it to good use. And at this point, I'd like to ask a question to Veronica. Now, bring in the audio into this picture, where you've got four different authors that you're working with, the different creativity. How has that worked for you as the voice actor? I'd like to hear about that.
Well, it's been really interesting with four different authors. I'm always checking back with each author, trying to figure out, okay, so what do you see for this character? Who do you envision this character? If you had to cast this character in a movie, so who should I look for? What sort of stance would I get? How do they sound? And with some of our authors, Dennis Lee, for example, he was kind enough to actually send me a sound file of what he thought the Red Genie would sound like. And that helped me figure out, okay, so the, you know, tone, the cadence, the pacing, to actually get the voice together. Most of the time, I've been really lucky. I've been able to guess from reading the scripts and learning more about the characters to get a good voice on them. But it's a lot of check and double check and just being very open to feedback from four authors to make sure that my voice captures what they envision for their creation.
I'd like to add something there, and that is that because most of these characters originated in the City of Heroes game, and we all played with each other so extensively, she's got a really, really good feel over the years for how they would sound. And I think she's done an absolutely excellent job of bringing that over.
I think that's one of the amazing things is the collaborative effort. When you take the combined skill set of multiple talented and driven people, it's pretty amazing at what you can come up with. And I want to make sure that all of our listeners know where to go to check out the Secret World Chronicle. Where are the best places for them to look?
Well, first of all, we have our own site, which is www.secretworldchronicles.com. We have a Twitter site, a couple of Twitter sites, one for Victoria Victrix, one for John Murdoch, and one for Red Genie, where we have what we're calling stories a tweet at a time. They're kind of side stories. In this case right now, Red and Vic are trading insults, which Dennis and I work out in advance, and we have a nice long file of this insult trading thing, and then we periodically go and update the tweets. And we have a Facebook page, which Veronica knows more about because she rides herd on that.
I do maintain the Facebook page. I masquerade as someone who plays with college students all day long. So I have a pretty good handle on Facebook, and I maintain a Facebook page. We have, right now, about 300 followers, and very active community. They're always asking us, when's the next episode? What are you doing next? And so it helps us, you know, interface with people who like our stories and like the characters and want to hear more.
That's fantastic. I want to know, what brought both of you into the podcasting realm? What was it that attracted you to podcasting originally? And more specifically, how did you end up at Patio Books?
Well, Steve Libby had the idea of making this a podcast in the first place. We decided we wanted to try and do this project, take it completely out of game realm entirely, set essentially the same characters and or similar characters. Red Janie is not a whole lot like the game character was, and see what happened to them in an entirely new environment. But we did not want to do a written version because that clouds up the ability to go ahead and sell the darn things as paper books, which was always the intention from the beginning. So he suggested we do free podcasts, and I thought that was a brilliant idea.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk with me tonight, for coming on Patio Racket. I look forward to book 3, World Well Lost, of the Secret World Chronicle. And just before we go, what's the release schedule look like for book 3?
Well, our release schedule looks like the beginning of February right now with our first episode, and you can look for new episodes every 2 weeks. Goodness, at least up until the end of the year, we've got a lot of story to tell.